Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 156, featuring 3 short posts from Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, Sivers Sunday edition, with your host, me, Justin Mollick, the Microsoft Excel nerd. Happy Sunday. And I mentioned this last Sunday, but I'll do it again because it could be huge for you. I'm taking guest posts on oldpodcast.com. So if you have a blog or just want to share some words with us oldies, come by oldpodcast.com and get in touch with me. I'll give you details on what exactly I'm looking for, and then you'll have a good chance of having your post published on the site, and then possibly even having me read it right here on the podcast, which is great exposure for you. So again, just come by oldpodcast.com and get in touch with me. I might start reading guest posts every Sunday since I'm getting low on posts from Derek's site. And although I said that last week, I'm totally serious about it. I just happened to find 3 short posts from Derek Sivers that I want to read, so I figured I'd get those in today. So on that note, let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Doing the Opposite of Everyone is Valuable by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Supply and demand. The more people do something, the less valuable it is. Everyone else is multitasking. Learn to single task. Everyone else is hyper-connected. Learn to turn off your computer. Warren Buffett says one simple rule dictates his stock buying, quote, "Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful," unquote. One way to be outstanding and valuable is to do what others aren't doing or what most can't. In the U.S., the average translator salary for Spanish is $24,500, and for Arabic is $41,700. If you play an instrument, give it a twist that nobody's done before, like Greg Patillo's beatbox flute with over 30 million YouTube views, who the New York Times called, quote, "the only person in the world who does what he does," unquote. When I made a living playing colleges, I had 3 different acts, a rock band, a solo acoustic act, and the professional pests where I'd run around in a black Lycra bag bothering people. The professional pests outbooked the other acts by 5-1 because there are tons of rock bands, tons of solo acoustic acts, but only one place to hire a guy running around in a black Lycra bag. Look around at what your competitors are doing. Can you do something radically opposite? If they're trying to be all-inclusive, can you be exclusive? Doing the opposite of everyone is valuable. I would quote the famous poem, "Two Roads Diverged in a Wood, and I Took the One Less Traveled By," but closer analysis of it says it was really mildly teasing his indecisive friend. Some Will Always Say You're Wrong by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Some people are into money, some aren't. Some people are inspired by helping the needy, Some aren't. Some are into fame, power, and prestige. Others are into anonymity and freedom from responsibility. It gets more interesting when you realize people have different preferences in the different parts of their life. Famous online, but anonymous in their local community. Generous with time, stingy with money. Introvert when working, extrovert when not. You have to know your preferences well because no matter what you do, someone will tell you you're wrong. If you're not into money, many people will say you're foolish. If you're not into charity, many people will say you're greedy. If you're not into crowds, many people will say you're missing out. Some careers come with excuses. The classic novelist thrives in solitude, alone in a cabin in the woods, writing books that reach millions. The classic journalist thrives in a crowd, talking with everyone, building the story from 1,000 accounts. The shy librarian, the aggressive lawyer, the flaky artist, no explanation needed. But some careers need explanations when you go against the mold. The entrepreneur who's not into money. The musician who avoids crowds. The ambitious conservationist. The artist into discipline. The rich poet. But if you expect this criticism in advance and take pride in your stance, you can bash on with a smile, being who you want to be. Then every time they say you're wrong, that's a sign you're doing it right. Write, write. Sleep, sleep. Read, read. Don't fight it. By Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Knowing I read a lot, someone recently asked how I balance learning and working. When do you stop reading and get back to work? When do you stop working and go learn something new? Being self-employed and in control of my own schedule, I used to wrestle with this a lot. I'd be so thirsty to keep reading and learning that I'd feel bad I hadn't done any real work in weeks. Other times I'd just work for weeks without stopping to read some of the brilliant books I'd already bought. Then I realized something so obvious, it's funny that I'm writing it here. Stop wrestling. Don't fight it. Go with it, either direction. If you're excited to work, work. Sneak out of bed at 4 a.m. if your toes are tapping and go do what's on your mind. But if you're tired, don't fight it. Sleep. If you've got writer's block, enjoy the silence while it lasts. In another day, week, or month, you'll be so filled with things to say you'll be sneaking out of bed again. Who knows why the brain is into different things at different times, but we're so much more effective when we follow what our body wants to do rather than trying to fight it. Of course, I'm writing this as a reminder to myself because today was one of those days where I wanted to get a bunch of programming done, but I was at this computer for hours and didn't get a damn thing done. All I wanted to do was read on the couch, so I shut the laptop and read for a few hours, which was just what I needed and ended up inspiring the hell out of me, so that afterwards I jumped up and came back to programming with gusto, now effectively. You just listened to the post titled, Doing the Opposite of Everyone is Valuable. Some will always say you're wrong, and write, write. Sleep, sleep. Read, read. Don't fight it. By Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Wow, that was a lot for the show. 3 separate posts, but they were all short, and I didn't want you to feel gypped, even though this podcast is free. I like to have the actual content be longer than my intros and outros, otherwise that'd be kind of weird. So on that note, I want to keep this ending relatively short, but I'll mention that you can be featured right here on this podcast if you guest post for my site, oldpodcast.com. You can get some exposure for yourself or your business by doing so. Or if you don't want to promote yourself at all and just want to share some words of wisdom, that would be awesome too. Just come by oldpodcast.com and get in touch with me. And that's it for today. Tomorrow is the usual Minimalist Monday. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.